Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Danny. Hi, Jamie.
Hello,
hi,
boys.
We're joined in studio today by a dear, dear friend of ours, Bachelor Jamie Enox. James Tribby Enox.
Actually, I'm in a committed relationship.
Well, I mean bachelor, like, you know, you call someone PhD if they...
Jamie, let me ask you this. I don't know if you're how serious you are with your girl, but that doesn't really matter. Someday, do you think that you're going to get married, officially married, or do you think you'll be in a committed lifelong relationship, neither?
Let me butt in first, because actually for the first time, it's legal in California for Jamie to get married. They just passed a bill. So
I'm assuming that's going to get overturned, though.
Right. By God.
Yeah. During the rapture.
I don't know. I know that I hate weddings. I can tell you that. That I've been to two weddings that I enjoyed out of probably 20 that I've been to. And I hate almost all of them. So I don't want to have a wedding. I'll tell you that.
Right.
I might get married, but I don't want a wedding.
That's just what he tells us because he doesn't want to invite us to his spectacular wedding that he has planned. I'm definitely not having a wedding anytime in the next couple of weekends.
Well,
but I will be on vacation.
Do you think that it? I feel like a lot of people have made this joke, but do you feel like there's a lot of pissed off gay people right now who are like, because now it's legal to get married and they were in relationships where they were kind of like, yes, sucks that it's not legal, man, because I would marry you in a heartbeat. God,
I don't get why gay guys would care at all, because it's not like they live a traditional lifestyle where they're like, oh, fuck, I can't get married before God. This goes against everything I believe in, you know? I mean, clearly, most of them probably aren't, like, devout Christians in the way that we follow the religion in this country today.
Right.
So I don't see why any of them would really care.
That's true.
I see your point, but there's no way you can, you know, honestly... write off the entire gay population like that. There's got to be a significant percentage. And also, I think that gaining the credibility of the actual institution of marriage would be a really good step down a direction toward acceptance.
Jeez, Jamie, do you have a prepared statement?
Jeez,
I feel like
God.
You have a... like the gay...
That was a little bit fruity.
You're reading this in front of a camera and the gays have you kidnap you behind gay lines.
Okay.
And you're sending a thing saying that everything's okay.
Behind gay lines. That's a really good name for me.
I always knew you were in Glad's pocket.
Okay, I have one more comment. You can't tell right now, but Jamie has a mustache / beard. Mm. And... this mustache / beard has afforded me several good joke opportunities, and I believe that this is the first week where I'm not going to have a good pun set up. But how long have you had this?
3 weeks.
So this is a 3 week beard.
3 week beard.
Now let's just do a quick reenactment of the first time that I saw you.
3 weeks.
Right. Of the first.
This is great for radio, describing beards.
Well, it's definitely a beard.
Mm-hmm.
It's very thick.
I actually have been thinking about it, and I feel a little bit like Robin Hood.
You kind of look like Robin Hood.
That's
you do.
True.
Yeah.
He has blonde, curly hair and a ponytail and a little weak-ass Robin Hood goatee. Either Robin Hood or Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Who's basically just ripping off Robin Hood,
yeah.
Except he's magic.
Yeah, and he can blow up things.
So 2 weeks ago, we're going to pretend this is 2 weeks ago, and I show up to Jamie's house. Ding dong!
Hey, Danny.
Hey, James. Thank you for opening the door when I rang the doorbell.
Of course. Hey, Danny. What do you think of my 1 week beard?
Well, it sure is 1 week beard.
Ooh!
Snap! And that was... that was pure quick wit on my part. I didn't have that written down or anything. No.
Did you happen to see him on the second week?
I did. Ding dong!
Hello, Danny.
Hey, James.
What's going on?
Not a lot.
What do you think of my 2 week beard?
Wait, I can't even remember what my joke was.
It certainly is too weak.
Oh, yeah. That is too weak of a beer.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Anyway, now America, you have heard some of the greatest beer jokes in history. Anyway, so I have a topic today something that I wanted to talk about. And this is our first request for a topic from a listener.
Interesting.
Someone thought this would be a kind of a good idea. So I decided to do it with you here. If, like, let's say you were a pro wrestler, or you got to go out on stage at, like, Jay Leno or something, or let's say you played for the Dodgers, and when you play for the Dodgers, when you come up to bat, you get a song played as you come up. You get a song that's your play-in song.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about this, yes. What your play-in song would be? Mm-hmm.
Who sent this in, by the way?
This is from listener Sean Becker, it looks like. Sean Becker.
What town, Sean?
Out of Sacramento, California. Actually, technically, I believe it's Antelope, California.
Sean and Antelope.
What's the zip code there?
Oh, that's 95843. If he does indeed live in Antelope.
So anyway. What's the song, Jamie?
It's the theme from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Get the hell out of here. Isn't that a giant coincidence?
Yeah, that is a giant coincidence.
Did you have... that has nothing to do with...
nothing at all.
How does the theme...
Isn't that a Bryan Adams song?
No, not the Bryan Adams part. The, ba-da-da, blah, 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 da-da, da-da.
That's a good one.
Da-da-da-da-da.
That's great.
Blah, 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 blah. It's really powerful and fun.
I thought it was going to be... Prince John, that phony king of England.
The Disney one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours, Danny?
It's actually Prince John, that phony king of England.
Okay, interesting.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
That you would bring. I feel like there's a good song from that Disney one.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the other songs from that?
I've been trying to think of them since you mentioned it.
I was thinking of Men in Tights.
Ooh, that's true. Now, Robin Hood was in the land. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would mine be? I actually haven't given it much thought. I just jotted this down when I got the suggestion, and I found the paper that I jotted it down on. That's why I brought it up. Mine would have to be somewhat... somewhat, like, political, I think. You know what I mean? Like, sticking it to the man. Because that's what my life's all about, is just sticking it to the man.
It would be Walking on Sunshine.
Or Lover Boy by Queen.
Political.
Mm-hmm.
Very political.
Yeah. Hmm.
What about you, Chris? Do you have any...
I don't know. The only thing cool that I can think of right now is the song that Metallica opens every concert with. Mm. Jamie knows this song well.
Yeah, which one is it?
Gold.
It's from The Good and the Bad and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we have... I have it on my iTunes. Is it... Which disc is it on, James?
This one.
Of...
The Symphony of Metallica.
Okay.
Colloquially known as S&M.
Colloquially.
And I have a cape on as I'm walking into the plate.
All right. Now, here it is, Chris. This is the crowd. Is this for wrestling? Is this you as a wrestler?
Are you going to wear cape while playing for the Dodgers?
We were playing for the Dodgers.
Oh, Dodgers. Okay. So this is the crowd cheering for you then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, I just hit a home run. I just hit a home run. They don't realize you're walking up yet. It's going to die down pretty soon once.
Oh, now they know. Oh, shit. Get ready for a bat to break. A cork bat.
This is a good one, yeah. This would be a good thing to be associated to you.
Yeah.
They open every concert to this?
Yep. Normally a recording. This, and I was actually there this night.
Oh,
I was
really?
There at this concert. It was played by a 200-piece orchestra. Way better.
You were at this concert?
I was
the way they recorded?
I was at the second night. They recorded both.
All right. You tried to slip some bullshit under the radar, didn't
I
you?
I did.
Are you pissed now that Chris is using your cheering to pretend that it was for him?
Yeah.
What? Can't hear you guys.
So anyway, that's...
And it goes on.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. Taking the slowest walk. Stretching my back. I'm reaching down and getting a little dust in my fingers.
This is nice. Anyway, we're gonna kill that.
Yeah.
All right. So that would be, that's a good one, Chris. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have the Robin Hood.
Yeah, I do.
Soundtrack. Really? That's surprising. I wouldn't have guessed that you would have the Robin Hood. Is there a soundtrack you don't have? Jamie has soundtracks from, like, Jamie has the...
Hey, but I have a thought earlier. Listen, earlier I mentioned Walking on Sunshine. Do you guys know that song?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like the happiest upbeat song in the world. Mm-hmm. I heard that in the grocery store a while back, and every time I hear that song, if I'm in public, I hate it because I like think, oh, fuck. All right, don't walk around to the beat of that song. You know? Don't you feel like everyone's looking at you, and if you're just like prancing to that in the exact note, you just feel like you're... in some 80s movie or
Chris
something.
Chris's inner monologue is like, fuck, do not walk on sunshine.
It's so easy to look like really fruity.
That is true, like, for you, Chris.
Yeah. Certain, yeah. Like when that song from song from Saturday Night Fever comes on. Stayin' Alive,
oh,
I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? If you hear certain songs like that, you're like, shit, don't walk like John Travolta for 2 minutes out of your life. And then you can go back to walking like John Travolta when no one's paying attention.
That's fine.
Okay, James, I have something that I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. This is a discussion that Chris and I had on another podcast. I don't think you're a listener to the Jamie Danny podcast.
Not regularly.
Well, the Jamie Danny podcast.
What?
The hell is this?
It's totally unrelated.
Yeah, it's not like you're not on the way out, Chris. Don't worry about it. I meant the Chris and Danny podcast. It was a slip of the tongue.
It's just weird.
I mean, when I ditch you fools and you have to replace me, my solo podcast career,
the Chris podcast,
the Chris cat.
I need time to create. I need a solo project.
Anyway, me and Chris were discussing how many hours of Lord of the Rings media you have taken in your life. Mm. And I don't know. I can't even remember what we were talking about, if we were including books or not.
Yeah.
But if you include books,
do
you think you've... And movies and, you know, making of discs, everything. Yeah. It's got to be over 100 hours, right?
Oh, way more. Counting the books? I mean, the book... I've read, I don't even know, 15 times?
Get them!
Yeah. And that's a good 100 hours by itself, each time.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, like, it takes... it's 1,200 pages. That's like...
I wish people could see the expression on Chris's face right now.
1,200 pages is about, you know, 13 or 14 hours of reading for me. So, that's...
Jesus. How many, what book have you read more than any other book?
Red Dwarf.
Oh. That one? All right, that's a good one.
Jamie, give your best estimate of how much Lord of the Rings media you have taken in your entire life, including books.
Supposing... Okay, my best estimate is going to take a lot of thinking out loud that might be boring for people
to
listen to.
I don't care, I want
to
hear it.
Okay, supposing I've read the book 15 times.
We're on a boring topic anyway.
Yeah, seriously. And it takes, let's say honestly, it probably takes me 15 hours to read. Okay. 15 times 15 is 225, I think.
Right.
That's not counting The Hobbit, which I've probably read 10 times. And
I include that as Lord of the
Rings. Oh, yeah, you have to. And The Silmarillion.
So we're already at 225 hours?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And
I can't. I just want to watch Chris the entire time. I'm not going to have eye contact
with
you.
Okay, that's fine. And then The Hobbit, which probably takes, you know, 10 hours to read, and I've read that maybe 10 times, so that's another 100 hours.
325.
And then The Silmarillion, which I've probably read 7 times, and that probably takes, I don't know, we'll call it 15 hours to read.
Jesus.
So that's another 105 hours.
4:30.
Yeah, and that's the books. And then I mean, I have to start guessing because I don't know how many times I've watched the movies. I watched all of them twice in the theater.
It's Christmas.
I'm not even doing anything.
Your eyes are just glazed. You can just see pain in them.
I'm tired of hearing about people describing Lord of the Rings.
And I don't know. It's got to be another 100 hours just for the movies.
But and that's including
special features.
You think that's? Oh, it's only 100 hours.
I hope so.
So
it could be more.
Let's say. We'll go with it.
Yeah, 550.
550 hours.
Do you think you've spent more time reading and rereading Lord of the Rings related material than the author spent writing it?
Wow, that's a good question. And no. Watching movies. You think he took more than 530 hours?
Mm.
I think you might have consumed more Lord of the Rings media than Tolkien, right?
Yes.
Did in his lifetime.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of Lord of the Rings media. There wasn't, like, Lord of the Rings weekly magazine that was coming to his house.
Oh, by the way, are we counting Led Zeppelin songs? Because we're going to have to tack on some more.
I'm in the running now.
Yeah. There's also the History of Middle-Earth series, which I have not read.
Oh, yeah, you were earlier singing to us some songs from the animated...
the Ralph Bakshi series of animated...
Yeah, so that films. Counts, do you?
That's yeah, I've watched them all once. They're horrible.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really, really
but
bad.
But that was all you had at one time.
Yes.
So you were like, gotta watch
I've
it.
Got it. This is what I'm gonna watch then. The funniest one is the one that is the middle part, because the first part is The Hobbit, and then there's The Lord of the Rings is part two, and that's... Book one of book two of
the
series.
I think I've seen those things. Those are
I'm sure
horrible.
They're really, really bad. But what's funny is that the end of movie two is the end of the Two Towers, which is like, I mean, Frodo is like not even in Mordor yet, you know? And
what the F?
I know. And they just won the Battle of Helm's Deep, but they haven't beaten up anybody except for Saruman. Anyway, the funny part is that the director decided that he just wanted to be done with the fucking story. So at the end of it, Gandalf says, "And evil was vanquished forever from the world of Middle-earth and peace reigns."
And you're like, that's it? Come on!
It is. It's ridiculous, because 5 minutes earlier, I mean, Frodo was just climbing up a mountain.
Right.
You know, he didn't even...
When the guy gets tired making the movies before you get tired watching them, that's a bad sign.
Probably.
All right. Well, we're running out of time on this podcast, Jamie.
Yeah.
You can hear the music coming in, so we'll talk at you down the road, James.
That is good music.
Yeah. It's by Shoddy McClashy.
Mm.
It's beautiful.
No wonder I'm bored.